To the left, as you look at the rood screen door, the tree of Jesse is a piece of lace-like openwork carved in oak. It represents Jesus Christ's genealogical tree, which, according to the prophecy of Isaiah, appeared in a dream to Jesse, the father of King David. Often depicted in stained glass windows, the tree takes root in the body of the sleeping Jesse, which is what you can also see here in the lower part. It has to contain 28 generations from David to Christ. To get the maximum benefit from the space at his disposal, the carver has pulled off the feat of carving the two faces of the bench end differently. One follows on from the other, and he's done so incredibly delicately to fit all the details in the faces. This bench end is adjacent to the bishop's stall in his capacity as leading canon, recognisable by its carved and marquetry decor and the sumptuous dais with its lantern topped by a pinnacle. The bench end facing the Tree of Jesse depicts scenes from the life of the Virgin, from the Annunciation carved in bas-relief in the lower part to her coronation. Mary, shown as a typically Renaissance young woman, is carrying the infant Jesus in her arms, who is playing with a bourdoncle, a very popular 16th century toy. Mary, together with Saint Bertrand, play a leading role in the cathedral, from the tympanum to the sanctuary. We've already seen them on the rood screen altars, and we now find them on the seat backs, on the bench ends, and on the separation between the choir and the sanctuary. Nor should we forget the prayer to Mary running round the choir enclosure, nor the fact that on feast days a series of tapestries devoted to the life of the Virgin were hung in the choir stalls. Finally, we find Saint Bertrand near the entrance in the bishop's stall, the one topped by a dais carved in several levels and topped by a pinnacle, and a carving of Saint Michael overcoming the demon. This is one of the most original and accomplished wood carvings in the choir. Bertrand is shown in the company of Saint John the Baptist, Jean de Morlion's patron saint, in the marquetry of the dorsal. I've already mentioned that this technique was the work of Italian craftsmen. Also Italian in this veritable painting in wood are the architecture and the perspective as seen in the checkered paving, the coffered ceiling, and the attic story with its two windows topped by pediments. Below this is a wheel with a broken rim, decorated with ostrich feathers, and the motto, "God alone crowns our work with success."